USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The campaign committee for North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein facing trouble for a TV ad aired against a rival in 2020 plans to ask a federal court to block a law making it illegal to knowingly circulate false reports to damage a candidate's election chances. The notice of the appeal to the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was filed Wednesday by the campaign's attorney. Stein may put himself in a bind between his public duties and his political future. He's a Democrat and is a potential 2024 governor contender. A new Rasmussen poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, said they are changing their eating habits in response to historic inflation rates and their effects on grocery prices. Hit hardest families with kids, with 72% changing their habits to accommodate higher prices for basics. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana, Wednesday. Fire Chief Mike Connolly says 39 other homes were damaged in the blast. They're trying to determine the cause. He says the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
Where's the search warrant?
The FBI, raiding President Trump's Florida home armed with automatic machine guns, at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it. And then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded. They wouldn't allow me to actually go with them where they were doing the search.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A 2-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Bridegan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my 2-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
There's a wonderful update on the 4,000 beagles that were rescued from a breeder that was selling them to medical testing facilities. The dogs are now being dispersed to rescues around the country to be put up for adoption. Sue Bell, the executive director of Homeward Trails, was caught up with for a sneak peek into how they're preparing the dogs for their forever homes.
Having their feet on the grass for the first time ever. These dogs have not touched a surface that hasn't been rubber since they were born. You're seeing them getting to run and hop. They've never done that before. They've never seen a toy. They've never sat in a lap. So it's a whole day of firsts for them.
Can a girl just go out and get a bite to eat without singing? Not a chance. Carrie Underwood surprised patrons of a Tennessee restaurant when she was invited to sing on stage with the cover band, the Heart Shakers. This is USA Radio News.